So, I have a sensation going on right now about being an it girl from the internet. And I've kind of been a part-time intermittent White House princess my whole life. And you can verify this by comparing the economy with my travel agendas. And even terrorist or counter-terrorist defenses that come out in the news and how it affects the world economy and also just basic business practices. And I've been in Virginia for a year and a half. I've been writing as an author. I've been campaigning for Senate, which I'm hoping for a write-in on the state Senate ballot now through November 5th. And I've been doing some modeling. I've been working on my catering company. I just started a foundation called the Super Genius Supermodel Foundation. And I've been volunteering all around town at the Mary Washington House Museum. St. George's Episcopal Church, the Fredericksburg Area Museum as an event specialist, and also as Fredericksburg Barbie and the number one Google guide for the city of Fredericksburg and possibly maybe even the state of Virginia and California. And I've been seeing a lot of influences of mine show up in the news, especially in fashion. I've noticed that all the young adults are really into makeup right now, which I am too. And I've noticed that most people love country and Justin Bieber, like me, but I also love emo music, black metal, and I like British fashion and British rock, and I still like the same bands that I've liked for several years, even though I've never been able to go to a live show of theirs. And I'm hoping to come up with the funds, or maybe even they will reciprocate artistically towards me by extending a ticket or a free ticket to come to one of their shows. Due to the fact that I mentioned them in one of my books, and also I'm starting a magazine, so I'm also a reporter. But basically what I'm experiencing in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is the White House metro area, which is something that you wouldn't even realize, because you think of America and you think of like buffets and the military, but in reality, Virginia is the power capital of the world. We have the most abundant natural resources on the planet, and the White House is our governing body. And in reality, everyone who does anything for the White House lives in Virginia. This includes all the national organizations, the military, any sort of press. The entire national budget is done in Virginia. And anybody who has anything to do with the White House or world power lives in Virginia. And I know from experience that being an internet girl, as somebody who's a very private social media operator, I have had a degree of influence which may or may not have been good for my part-time career as a White House princess, not only in terms of being a private White House servant, in terms of directing the military, but also as a business influence in directing and spending my money, and also in just administrative guidance. And this comes about every time I move, which involves getting my federal mail, it involves me being in action and being in the newspaper. It involves me being pretty and being a model and being printed as model. And it also just involves me being highly involved in retail. I love makeup, I love fashion, I love clothes, I love everything to do with fashion. I love music. I am highly involved with the music and the music scene. I myself love to sing, and I pretty much have a hand in everything to do with money and fashion. And so I periodically show up in the news. It's not for a long time, and it's not for years on end, but I do show up sometimes, and when I do, it's with a lot of money. And I'm trying to make some new friends, some friends that I want to have for the rest of my lifetime. I'm tired of being alone. I'm tired of being alone by myself all the time. I've joined every club in Fredericksburg. I've joined the Women's Club of Fredericksburg, the Episcopal Women's Club, the Mary Faulkner Chapter, the Book Club, the Environmental Committee. I'm joining FEMA again at the Emergency Management Institute in Emmonsville, Maryland. And I've, like I said before, I've been doing a lot of volunteering, but I haven't made any friends in Virginia the entire time I've lived here. I just had my best friend, Aaron Butler, LaVon, Prunzik, Myers die almost as soon as I got here, and I saw my other best friend, Charlotte King Frame, and I basically have not met up with any of my old best friends from King George Elementary School. The biggest major event that happened as soon as I got here was that Aaron Butler died. And prior to that, I'd been emailing them on Facebook trying to get them to meet up with me, but nobody responded. Nobody was really interested. I didn't see anybody at the funeral except for Charlotte and James Prunzik, her former husband. And I've just been like flying solo the entire time, and I basically am completely depressed. I'm just about to find out whether I win or lose the election for state senate, which is going to suck if I don't win, and I'm going to leave to North Carolina to find out remotely by newspaper if I win. And not really paying attention, the condition of my building, my apartment building, and also my office building has been so bad that it really has been affecting my health. I actually haven't really noticed, but unfortunately, it's been pouring through my ceiling every day as it's been raining in Virginia every day since I've been here. And I've had the flu the entire time. And I'm ready to have a public celebrity moment. I really need to have a beauty moment. I feel like I need to be recognized as a model. And I want to do beauty, I want to do makeup, I want to do hair, I want to do fashion, I want to do clothes. And what's happening right now is that I'm in this weird sort of financial stalemate. I literally have a very meager income. I'm living okay, but it's not like I'm living in a huge palace, eating organic foods every day, jamming to my favorite music, going to all my best concerts, buying all new designer clothes and shoes, which is what I really need to do to upgrade my lifestyle. And due to my counter-terrorist agent reporting, I now have an account of $40 million. And this is on top of my former portfolio, including also recent Star Management activities on YouTube, Vimeo, and a number of other outlets, movies, IMDb, Netflix, HBO, Star Trek, Star X, and IFMN. IFMN. And those total another $8 billion to $8 million, plus all the books that I've sold through not only Amazon, but also Books A Million and a number of other websites that have reamed in a total of $3 million. And this is due to my recruitment of volunteers on LinkedIn and Indeed, and I hope to receive a down payment of cash soon. I literally have been expecting to receive a minimum of $3 billion just to survive through the summer and fall of this year, and now still need another $10 million just to get through the end of November. And this is due to my health and the condition of my body, my clothes, my wardrobe, my hair, my face, my makeup, everything. Due to the condition of my building and also just every kind of stalker in town involved, I have dragged a huge number of stalkers from California after moving here last year. They are all over the streets of Fredericksburg. My door doesn't even lock, and there are a number of really famous actors and actresses and musicians here in Fredericksburg, which you can easily recognize. Ethan Hawke is currently in Virginia making a movie, and it's all very exciting and well, but I will find out if I win or do not win the state Senate vote by November 5th, and my... the people that I'm running against are Bryce Reeves and Amy Laufer. And then, of course, you have the option of writing people in on the ballot. And that's pretty much it. I'm looking forward to going to Emo Night in New York City and in Raleigh next month, November. And, of course, I'm going to see some of my favorite bands, the Lumineers, the Fruit Bats. And hopefully, a couple of other bands that I'm interested in North Carolina, New York, and potentially Paris, where apparently you can buy the best fashion. So, if anybody wants to be friends or buddies, I am seriously looking for lifelong friends. They need to be blonde friendly though, because I know that people with dark hair really do tend to discriminate against people with light hair. They do this all the time, and I don't know why, but their natural inclination is to think that the person with blonde hair is dumb and or annoying. And in reality, it's like a weird mentality that people with dark hair have. I don't know why they have it. People with blonde hair don't feel that way about people with dark hair. They just see them as being like a normal person. But that's not true for the people with dark hair. And I think that this is a shortcoming on their side. I wish they would get mental counseling about it and come to terms with the fact that they would be better off appreciating people with blonde hair. And I would also be interested in friends who don't hate wealth or blame people who are wealthy or have money, feeling that they aren't good enough or that they're mean or that they're snobby or that they in some way look down upon them, but in reality, more just appreciate them with their wealth and not put them out of their lives. And somebody who's also very friendly towards a green person and or a vegetarian. Somebody who doesn't look at the other person who's green or vegetarian and see them as silly or emotionally dependent or needy. Somebody who's like okay with an eco-friendly person. And I think that's about it. If anybody's interested in being my friend, feel free to contact me any way, shape, or form by Googling my name, Danielle Noelle Gibson. And I will be in North Carolina, November through the end of December, where I will be spending Thanksgiving and Christmas if you want to join me. I'm doing Biltmore, the Biltmore Mansion built by the Vanderbilts in Asheville, North Carolina, around Thanksgiving, and then a Tiffany-themed Christmas in North Carolina near Sparta, North Carolina, and a designer Christmas if you would like to join me. And that's about it. See you at Emo Night in New York and Raleigh. Bye! Did you know that the United States national deficit depends on how well the White House and its subsequent employees cooperate with me? For example, right now in the Trump administration, which is about to end, despite the initial good start to the stock market, no one from the Trump administration has actually agreed to cooperate with me while giving speeches at Liberty University, which is a graduate school that I applied to, while endorsing the creative works of other artists while I've been publishing books in Virginia, while endorsing political candidates running in the state of Virginia, like me, who's been experiencing every adversity in the world while the entire country has been losing loved ones, and 6 states in the United States of America are stricken by a meth epidemic, who I believe are related to musicians who come from there, including Ohio. And I believe that their fans follow them around, follow their bands around, and that they keep in contact with them by email. And as a result, due to the state of the United States of America and the White House, who is not cooperating with me since the Obama administration, I think this stresses out their community and it causes a huge meth epidemic, which I don't have any experience with. But I know it's one of the cheaper, grubbier drugs. And I know that it's like the degradation of society. It's probably one of the worst things you could possibly do besides heroin. And I think that it's ridiculous to know that the United States of America has a national deficit in the multi-trillions of dollars to China when they claim that they're the superpower of the world. And if I'm the richest person in the world who works as a part-time superhero and is a major retail investor, then why are we in national debt? And the reason is because there's a lack of cooperation. Like now, I'm experiencing a complete collapse of my building. I have rashes all over my arms. And no lawyer in the state of Virginia will call me back. And this happened the last time that I was in California. No lawyer in the state of California or in the state of Virginia or Washington, D.C. would call me back. Like, just basic office functions, I can't get. the post office, the doctor's office, the medical office, any sort of basic blue collar, a car, the bank, the telephone, anything. I technically don't have to ask for anything. On one level, all of these people already know that I'm the richest person in the world. They already have all the materials. They have the bank account statements. They have the mail. They have receipts from prior purchases I've made, which have made their companies. Their families have been recipients of the goods of this. Real estate, stocks, mutual funds, they have the receipts for everything I've ever bought. Their families have been the recipients of the goods of this. So it's not like they don't know. They have hard evidence. This is part of their life stories and experience. I don't technically have to reach out and make a case for being the wealthiest person on the planet. So the fact that the White House is not cooperating with me means that this entire planet is inconvenienced. It's not only people in the United States of America who are being killed and distressed. It's people all over the planet. It's China. It's Iran. It's Pakistan. It's Afghanistan. It's Africa. It's England. It's France. It's everybody. It's Israel. They suffer the results of all of this conspiracy. In order to hide all this so that people don't rush right on over here and appreciate me, they have to start international wars. They have to make it look like they are so cool, like they're going out and doing all of this good and being these tough little soldiers and defending us from all the black men, all of the Middle Easterners who are so bad, that they start all these lies who are basically victims from America, because these are the products, the ideas of lazy baby boomers who were 20 years old in the 70s, who were so lazy, all they can think about is going to the beach and doing drugs and having sex. They are the worst parents in the world. They have no idea what parenting is. They have raised horrible children. The Generation Xers and Generation Y and so forth. The Generation Xers and the Generation Yers, maybe not the Ys, but Generation X has the worst attitude. They basically owe the planet nothing. They are very dark. These were the kids who were raised on television. And the baby boomers, in reality, they look like really solid, rich, I don't want to say 50s products, but somewhere in between, maybe like, or to me, they look like early 90s people. But in reality, they're not that great. I mean, they are like poor and desperate and foundless, and they have no idea how to cook or to be good cooks. They have no idea how to raise children. They're like really into drugs. They don't have a good work ethic. They just aren't that great. I don't really know why they look like early 90s people, but I know the generation after that is somewhat similar to Generation X. I think their parents were slightly better. This is the 10-year difference. But according to feedback from my peers, they are very detailed and persnickety. I personally think that they are my true generation. They are, like, very interesting and friendly to me. I tend to really get along with millennials. have no problem with them at all. And I don't know what to do in terms of getting world cooperation. I have basically written every television and news source on the planet. There's nothing that I really need to do more except for get basic services, and I don't know how to do this. I mean, it's like, I'm the friendliest person on the planet. I'm super social. I give a lot of stuff away. I give a lot of gifts. I give a lot of cash. I give a lot of volunteer time, so it's not like I'm trying to be, admired by the entire planet, although I am really looking forward to my senatorial campaign and becoming a world figure as a senator of Virginia, which is more my style of celebrity, of being, having a lifelong career as a political figure. It's really attractive to me because you can be somewhere forever. And I've always looked forward to this in my life. I've always wanted to be somewhere forever and just belong somewhere. And I think that the Senate could be this for me. So I hope I get some press. I hope I get the Senate. I hope that people start doing their basic jobs so this isn't like a Washington, D.C. ghetto grab bag, where people just ransack my estate over and over and over again and start international wars over it. I'm pretty sick of this. It's like, it's been 9 years already. It's like, grow a brain and appreciate someone.